This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. Well, it's Christmas, my favorite season of the year. I just came back from these 27 cities on the Christ in Crisis book tour, more than 40 events, and I came back right in the beginning of Advent. Advent is that season where we wait for Christ. Waiting, yearning, longing, waiting, yearning, longing for Christ. It was the appropriate thing to come back to after being on the road and having all these conversations about Jesus, East Coast, Midwest, South, West Coast, all over the country. And when you're a speaker or when you're an author or when you're shaking hands after an event at a church or signing books, you always listen for the words people say. And the two words that kept coming back on this tour again and again were one, encouragement, and the other was hope. People said, I felt so discouraged coming into this event and so hopeless, and I leave being encouraged and feeling so hopeful. So my Christmas message to all of you is about hope. Now, the headlines, the narrative, Washington, impeachment, trial, coverage, polarized nation, an election that will divide us more than ever, all of that is true. But at a deeper level, I'm really feeling in this Christmas season a sense of hope, and we're already seeing it. Like just a few days ago, Christianity Today, major, credible, evangelical, established publication, wrote an editorial saying that Donald Trump wasn't morally fit for office, that his gross, immoral character means he should be removed from office, even if some evangelicals like some of the policy things he's doing. It said we can't ignore anymore. We can't be blind to the immorality of this man and his policies. Well, that stirred up all this big debate and controversy in the evangelical world, the religious rights coming back at Christianity Today. And I've always thought that the religious right would rise and fall with Donald Trump. Would rise and fall with Trump. And now it's beginning to happen. And now, Christianity Today has called for a dialogue, an ongoing conversation in its pages in 2020 to distinguish between what a true and balanced evangelical witness in politics might look like versus the blind, partisan, uncritical support for Donald Trump from these evangelicals on the right, like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson, like Jerry Falwell Jr. and Franklin Graham and Ralph Reed, and they're being completely uncritical and unresponsive to the really powerful moral issues raised in, of all places, an editorial in Christianity Today. So to me, these are all signs of hope. The young people I met all over the country, very diverse, many of them having left religion, still want to talk about Jesus. Jesus has survived all of us Christians, and Jesus doesn't belong just to the Christians. And I think after this conversation I've had in the media for days now about Christianity Today, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if, because of all this crisis, evangelicals came back to Jesus? Coming back to Jesus is always what this season is about for me. Even when I was thrown out of the churches as a young kid, kicked out over the issues of race and war, and I became a secular activist, anti-church, during my years at Michigan State, I would still drive home about this time on snowy Michigan roads to be with my family. I'd always play these Christmas carols. Christmas carols kept my faith alive during all those years of being a secular activist and anti church and anti-Christian because of what they were doing and not doing. And I always have a moment. I always have a moment where the carols break through to my heart. And this year, it was last Sunday in my church here in town, the district church. I go for the carols, and this young woman stood up to do a solo, young Korean-American woman with this incredible voice. And she sang "O Holy Night" in Korean, with the words on the right side of the screen and the English words on the left side of the screen. I hear this voice, Korean voice, sing "O Holy Night." Then we all joined in English with the last three verses. And that was my moment. I told her afterwards, you were my moment. This is the global church. This is the future of the church. All of God's people, all of our tribes and languages and ethnicities, all of us coming together and praising God. So that's the future of the church, despite Donald Trump, despite his religious right blind supporters. They're not going to win. They're not going to win. Jesus Christ is the hope of the world, the light of the world, and this Christmas, he is for me, and he is for you. And if we just say we're followers of Jesus, that's the way for us to enter into 2020, impeachment trials and primary elections and candidate debates and all the rest. Let's just say, who is this Jesus? What did he say? What did he do? Did he mean it? And if he meant it, how do we apply that to our personal and public lives in 2020? I'm ready to do that. So Merry Christmas. Blessings on all of you. And welcome Jesus this season as a sign of hope and a sign of encouragement. He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is Jim Wallace for the Soul of the Nation. Bless you, all of you, in this Christmas season.